भगवते वासुदेवाय। सर्वांचं स्वागत आहे. यू आर ऑल वेलकम. इट इज एकादशी डे टुडे. उत्पन्न नेम ऑफ एकादशी. टुडे इज एकादशी. उत्पन्न एकादशी. एकादशी ऑन एकादशी देयर इज अ फेस्टिवल इन पंढरपूर. इट्स अ फेस्टिवल डे. We saw so many pilgrims in the river Chandrabhaga taking holy dip. They take holy dip, snan, Chandrabhaga, snan. Name of the river is Chandrabhaga. All the holy rivers, they emanate from the lotus feet of the Lord. Their origin is Lord's lotus feet. So anyone who takes bath in such holy places, such holy rivers, is connected with Lord's lotus feet. Wherever he's taking bath here, and the water, sacred water current, coming from Lord's lotus feet, so there's a connection, there's a relation. Hari, Hari, Hari Bhav, Hari Bhav. Hari, Hari. Hari. Hari, Hari, Hari. I read that about Ganga. Because Lord is very merciful. And full of kindness. Especially the souls all over the universe, forgotten Lord, and Lord cannot forget him, so his heart goes to the living entities. He's always thinking of their welfare. How could they come back to him? Lord is full of these thoughts. Is missing those parts and parcels, the living entities. His heart melts when he thinks of all those souls all over. So, when Lord's heart melts, which is full of mercy and full of compassion, full of concern, full of affection, care, so that heart begins, those feelings begin flowing from Lord's heart. And they flow in the form of the sacred waters of Ganga. His heart is flowing. His feelings are going down into the river and going this way and that way, trying to meet those souls. and touch those souls. So, and coming from his heart, and then coming from his feet, those waters. Bhimani Chandra Bhaga Tuja Charani Cha Ganga. Bhimani Chandra Bhaga. It's a song popular amongst the devotees of Lord Vitthal Pandurang. Lord is known as Vitthal Pandurang here in Pandharpur. So they sing like this. Chandrabhaga, Bhima, same river, two names. Here it is called Chandrabhaga, a portion of moon. It goes around the town of Pandharpur, Dhama Pandharpur, in a semicircular form. Semicircular, you said? Crescent. Like a moon has a crescent moon, not full moon, not half moon, less than half moon. Crescent moon. So Chandra, you know Chandra, Surya, Chandra. Chandra means moon, Bhag means portion. Bhag. Chandra Bhag, Chandra Bhaga. Small portion of the moon. So she takes around like that, around this dham. So she gets the name Chandrabhaga. Otherwise, her another name is Bhima. So Bhima ani Chandrabhaga, Tuja Charani Cha Ganga. So these waters of Chandrabhaga are the Ganga, as if Chandrabhaga is Ganga coming from your feet, emanating from your lotus feet. That's how Chandrabhaga is glorified. So coming from his mind and from his heart and from his feet, it's like those waters are washing the body of the Lord, and then coming down from emanating from his feet. So it is also like a charanamrit. The deities are bathed in the temple called Abhishek, Pancha Abhishek, Pancha Gavya Abhishek, and those sacred substances which wash the body, then finally coming down from his feet, then it is described as charanamrit. Amrit, the nectar from Lord's lotus feet. So holy rivers are like that. But it is not just amrit, but mixed with Lord's kindness, Lord's feelings for his people, his devotees, his souls. They are his parts and parcels. So those who take bath in these rivers, those who take few drops even on their heads and few in the mouth, three on the head, three in the mouth, then Radha Pandranath ki. So that way It is the Lord is touching the souls. Lord, so that's one kind of yoga. Link with the Lord. Through the sacred waters of the holy rivers, Lord is communicating, and Lord is touching, contacting those souls, revive their devotion for the Lord, love for the Lord. So one such river, Chandrabhaga, is here. Our ISKCON Pandharpur project is right on the bank of the river. I'm sure you have noticed. Did you have darshan of Chandrabhaga this morning? Yes? Did you see? Everyone has seen Chandrabhaga. But seeing is not enough. Touching, bathing, few drops drinking is also essential. So that you will, as you heard the announcement, you'll have a time to enter the sacred waters of Chandrabhaga. After morning program, morning class, today's prasadam is not after the class. Today's Ekadasi, time for some austerities. And at the same time, it's good for health, fasting. By the way, these festivals are designed, and the fasting is accommodated, it is also meant for good health, for betterment of health. Langhanam paramaushadham, it is said. Langhanam, fasting. Langhan also, I will take care of it. So fasting is a medicine, fasting is a cure. Unknowingly, you become free from so many diseases, or you don't invite the disease, or you don't let the disease settle into your body or thrive in your body. It is thrown out by fasting, regular fasting. And then you get a double benefit. It's good for health. And you also, when you are fasting for the Lord, or undergoing yat tapasyasi tad kuru sumadarpanam, tapasya that you perform, or whatever you do, whatever you eat, charities you give, do that for me, Lord says. So performance of tapasya, austerity that is done for the Lord. Lord is pleased. And that's a process. So we should welcome these austerities in our lives. There's, it's another fasting day. I wish there's a feast today also. The fasting in India they call upavas. Very well. Upavas. Today is upavas. Fasting is called upavas. That's one. But there's another deeper meaning of upavas, and that is, because as soon as they say upavas, today's upavas, they say, today's ekadasi upavas, means the quickly what they mean or think, oh, today's a fasting day, that's all everyone thinks. Oh, today's upavas, today's a fasting. But there's a upavas doesn't mean only fasting. There's a more than that. Upa means near, and vas meaning staying or residence. Vas, nivas. So upavas meaning staying near, residing near. Residing near what? Residing near the Lord. Or to reside near the lotus feet of the Lord. So Ekadasi Upavas day, or Janmashtami Upavas day, or Narasimha Chaturdasi Upavas, fasting Upavas. So that day is meant to stay near, get nearer, get closer to the Lord, or get closer to the lotus feet of the Lord. That is upavas. And then how do you do that? Well, eat less or don't eat. Because as soon as you eat so many things, then you also, the body stays busy digesting your food. So some energy is invested in that digestion. And if you eat a lot of food, then most of the energy is directed. What is happening? Translation stopped? For the digestion. And the blood goes to the stomach. Stomach becomes like a center of action, like a little factory there. And no activity is performed unless there's a blood circulation. There's no blood when there's a paralysis. There's no blood is not flowing, so you can't even move the hand. This is what basically happens. Yes, some other things happen. So blood is required. So then more blood goes to the stomach for action, and less goes to the brain side. Or some of the blood that was meant for the head division is directed to the stomach division. Internally they organize this. There's a whole management that goes on. When the head is not getting, brain cells and tissues are not getting the sufficient supply of blood, then what happens? That part stops functioning. Of course, with the blood comes oxygen. Energy comes. In the blood there's oxygen. So energy and oxygen has a connection, relationship. So when there's no eating or less eating, then a lot of energy is supplied to the brain. Fresh, alert, all the faculties in functioning, full speed, full scope, full-fledged action. The memories, revival, the computers is open quickly, all the chips supply the information, and you can retrieve information faster. You could store You could reorganize this file here, that in memory there, so that whenever you need in future, you could also take it back. Otherwise, not just dumping everything and then big pile, and then you don't know where is what. And when it's required, you're just spending half an hour just to get one little piece of information. So there's a whole system. Very complex. More complex than the computer. But because we have no involvement, we don't even know how it works. Like my wounds in my body. So they were being healed. The healing, I did not know how to heal them. I was just only looking at them from time to time. But I wasn't doing anything. I did not know how to bring the flesh in there, bring some, or even create some additional whatever it is called technically, the whole infrastructure, and how to feel Hare Krishna. So we know eating, then we go to bathroom. In between, we don't know what happens. Hari. Hari. Allah. Actually, the body functions because we think this is my body. I'm making it work, but that's not true. It's not true. We only know how to eat. But after food goes into the stomach, then what juices are required for digestion and making that into blood and making that into flesh and making that into marrow and making that into bones, and making that into some virya, semen in the male body. That we don't, I don't know. You don't know. It's all, of course, Lord does say, Aham Vaishva Naro Bhutva Praninam Deham Asrita Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. I digest. I enter everybody's body. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva. I become some kind of expansion or a personality. Energy becomes person. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva. I become Vaishvanar. Enter you, your body, your stomach. Pachami annam, aham pachami annam, chaturvidham, chaturvidha sri bhagavat prasado. You have made offering of four kinds of foodstuffs to the Lord, and then you have mahaprasad. So chaturvid, four kinds of food that one eats, or two kinds, or one kind, or maybe more kinds, but basically four kinds, something that is four kinds, meaning not four preparations. Meaning, some food is four kinds because some food is chewed and something you lick and something you swallow and like that. That's how there's a categorization into four kinds of foodstuffs, chaturvidha, lot of time we come across. So, these foods are digested by the Lord. And everything is done by Lord, Lord's energy, Maya Dhyakshena. A lot of people don't know that something like liver exists in the body is not known to millions of people in India. In the body there's a organ called liver they have not even heard the name. My mother did not know that liver, something like liver exists in the body, or pancreas, and even other some complex or remote names. Basically, oh, head, heart, stomach, hands and feet and fingers. But inside, I wonder how many people know there's something called lungs are there in the body. Well, they don't have to know. Only when something goes wrong in the liver or in a heart or your part, then you are worried. Oh my God. But if you lead a normal, healthy life and everything is functioning, then you are like not involved. Your own body, but you are not involved. All these different parts within the body, hundreds of parts, and their interrelationship, and there's a communication, and there's a greasing and oiling and this and that, and that goes on. Nervous system, digestive system, respiratory system, so many systems are there. For people, the person who owns the body, he doesn't even know the names of what those different parts, what those different functions. But everything is going on. Everything is functioning. And this is what mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate so. I am the superintendent, not only of death, but of the whole universe. I am superintendent. I operate. I function. Or on my behalf, my energies are functioning. We were talking. So this also, just to have a little appreciation for God or God's, Krishna's nature and how it is functioning, and how we are practically not involved with the functions of the body. Everything is nicely packaged in the bag made up of skin, and we are taking care of some things externally, cleaning the body and feeding the body, and it's kind of finished. Then we go past 2, at end of the day or end of the night, and ready for another uploading. Upload some food, then download some food or the residue. That's basically involvement. Everything else, we don't know how it's working, what's going on. But someone is making it work. Nothing is nothing like automatic. Somebody, when you don't know who is behind such and such activity, then you go, oh, it's automatic. There's nothing like automatic. There's a person behind. So upavas means staying near the Lord. And we do. So by eating less or fasting, then job becomes a little more easy. You're more free, or your body is more free to do other additional functions on that day, functions of hearing and chanting and studying and And that is what brings you closer to the Lord. Oh, today is the Upvas day, so either fasting or then after fasting is feasting, Ekadasi in Iskandism. The feasting comes. The real Upvas means closer to the Lord. And that close proximity becomes possible by hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Chanting and hearing, association of devotees, of course, darshan of the deities, bathing in the river, all these items. Sacred water brings us closer to the Lord, the Lord's lotus feet. As we take darshan, of course, Lord is right there. But after hearing and chanting, we look at the Lord, then we feel closer to the Lord. If we do not hear, chant, we do not feel that close connection or relationship. We are drawn closer to the deity of the Lord. We appreciate the Lord, Lord's presence in the form of the deity by hearing and chanting, studying shastras and bodhayantaha parasparam, talking about Sri Krishna. And of course, devotional service, performance, brings us closer to the Lord. Dham brings us closer to the Lord. So there's a, traditionally, you also go to holy place to observe some spiritual festival like Ekadasi or Janmashtami or some other Damodar Vrat, Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, Jagannath Puri. You go to Dham and you observe some spiritual festival. And that also brings you closer to the Lord, because Dham is non-different from the Lord. These are different aspects of the Lord, features of the Lord. But of all these different features, the Shravanam feature, Bhagavatam feature of the Lord, Bhagavad Gita feature of the Lord, this immediately drags the soul closer to the Lord. The sense of hearing is most effective in the body, sense of hearing. The sense of hearing, sense of seeing, sense of, you know, different senses, sense of touch. Different senses, five senses. And amongst these five senses, sense of hearing is strong. Immediately gets your attention, it grabs your attention. So, Chaita Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyani Krati. Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, says in that very famous slok that glorifies the holy name of the Lord. He says, my dear Lord, when I hear your holy name, of course he says other things before what I just recited. There's some few things before. I feel like Tunde Tandivini Ratim Mitanute tundavali labdhaye, says tund. Tund is mouth. Tond, Marathi, in Marathi they call tond, in Sanskrit tund. Tunde tandivini. When in my mouth Lord's holy name begins dancing, Tandav Nratya. No, Shiva's dance is called Tandav Nratya. The Shiva, the way he dances, is called Tandav Nratya. So the holy name, Tunde Tandivini, when in my mouth, Lord begins chanting on my tongue, when Lord reveals himself, then Ratim Vitanute. My rati, my asakti, my attraction for the Lord, vitanute, expands, increases. And then, tundavali labdhaye, tundavali. Tund means one mouth, but tundavali means many, many mouths. Like a Deepavali. Deep is one lamp, but Deepavali, Avali means rows, one after the other. So, Tundavali Labdhai. I wish I had so many mouths. I had unlimited mouths. Oh, one mouth is not sufficient. How much could I chant with one mouth? Then I feel like having many, many mouths. Tundavali labdhaye. Karna kroda ghatayate. There's one word missing. Karna kroda. And then when these names I utter enter my ears, karna kroda. Kadambini, kadambini, kadambini ghatayate. Then that produces yet another desire. Labdhaye, karna arbudebhya spriha. Then I have spriha, then I have a desire in me to have the years, how many? Arbuddebhya. Arbud is a big number in Sanskrit. They call arbud. Like a millions. Millions of years. Oh, 1 year is not sufficient. With 1 year, how much could I hear? I wish I had millions of years to hear such a nectarian holy name. Karna arbudyebhya spriha. And then when finally such holy name arrives in my heart, reaches the chambers of my heart, and my consciousness is touched, influenced by this chanting, chetaha prangana, like a courtyard. In the courtyard of my heart, Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate. Then I become victorious. What kind of victory? Sarvendriyani Krati. Then all the indriyas, all the senses, normally they are very busy. Senses are very, very busy. Wanting to see this, want to smell that, want to touch this. But immediately all those activities of my senses, they stop. Because my mind now is fully occupied with this chanting of the holy name, hearing, and that the holy name has captured now my heart, conquered my mind. And then, well, the senses just become inert. They can't even move. They are just there, doing nothing. They are coming with so many invitations. Oh, look at this, smell this, touch this. But the mind is absorbed, busy with the holy name of the Lord. Vijayate, I become victorious. And all the senses are defeated. And this way I am kind of disconnected from rest of the world. But because my connection with the rest of the world is through the senses. I communicate, reciprocate with the world through the senses. But when senses, which are different gates, when they are blocked, they are not functioning, then I'm set free. I'm totally free just to be busy with the Lord's holy name, with the Lord in the form of His holy name. Na jane janita kiyat bhir amritai krishneti varnadvayi. Then Rupa Goswami continues, he says, oh, then, as I chant and I feel, I wish I had millions of mouths. And as the sound enters the ears, I feel like I wish I had millions of ears. And when finally that holy name reaches my heart, I have become victorious. My senses are just inert. And then me, real me, my soul, have a real fun. And I, na jane, this holy name produces so much nectar, I can't estimate, I cannot measure how much nectar there is in the holy name. Krishna iti varnadvayi. Krishna iti varnadvayi. This Krishna, dvayi, two. These two words, one word made up of two syllables, varnas. Oh, how much nectar they produce? How much nectar is produced by this name Krishna? I cannot estimate. So that is the way of, well, that's a realization of Rupa Goswami, and that's the way he glorifies the holy name. When the holy name reveals unto the chanter, then these are the experiences. This is the experience. So, then you are right there with the Lord. And that is upavas. And that's a real upavas. That's the fasting. You have fasted from the objects of senses. You have fasted. And again it is, as we said, fasting from objects of senses. So food is the object of our tongue sense. Tongue is one of the senses. And food or the taste is object. But the fasting, again, is not limited to, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhaktialok, he wrote one scripture called Bhaktialok. He explains that fasting is again generally, fasting means I don't eat today. So the meaning of fasting is not limited to fasting from food grains or fasting from food, But fasting from other senses also fasting, not only tongue fasting. The sight of seeing also should be fasting. Normally sight of seeing is feasting on beautiful scenes and nature and this and that, and opposite sex gives great pleasure to the eyesight, seeing the form, so many forms. Forms, how the forms are, the knowledge of the form, roop, is a activity of the sense of seeing faculty. The sense of seeing, the self-sense of seeing, eyesight, then we can see the forms. Otherwise forms may exist, but you can't perceive unless you have eyesight. So fasting from those forms. Don't bring those forms in. Not only don't bring the food in and fast. The tongue is fasting. But the eyes should be also be fasting on the day of upavas. Otherwise getting closer to the Lord, residing closer to the Lord would not become possible. And feasting from so many sounds, mundane sounds, mundane music, whisper, and the gram katha, and the politics, and being envious, talking of this person, criticizing that person, all this rubbish thing has to be kept out of the reach and the access, reach of and access to the ears. And that's yet another fasting. So all the senses, sense of touch, sense of touch very strong. And looking for some other touches, and by touch, so much pleasure. Conditioned soul enjoys pleasure just by touching. Touching different forms. Or the blanket, then, also has to give a touch. People do shopping, not just any chadar, any blanket, but they want to select such a pullover, whatever that you wear it, and that gives you sense of touch, special, soft, and like that. Then the skin care also, you prepare your skin so that you could perceive all those finer sense objects or feelings of the touch of the sense object, of the sense, the touch. And the nose also should be fasting on the fasting day. Nose is going. You want to smell so many things. And there's a whole cosmetic industry for that purpose. If something is not smelling so nice, then you just apply some cosmetic, some powder, this, that, and then you smell it. Oh, very nice. One of the big industries, one of the biggest industries in the world is cosmetics. Lipsticks and ointments and this and that for skin care and lip care and your eyelid care and your so many, for every part, nook and corner of the body, there's some lotion, some powder, some paste, something. They're thinking day and night. So the body becomes smelly. And so fasting, all the senses fasting. Upavas. And then sarve indriyani krati, when all the senses are just sitting around doing nothing, or because no interest, person is not taking interest, he is withdrawn from the senses, his mind is preoccupied, his soul is busy with Krishna, chanting the holy name and hearing and chanting and dancing and maybe bathing in the river, or taking darshan of the Lord. Of course, we engage senses. We don't just... So yogis may want to just keep their senses sitting around, but the perfection is to engage senses in a right, positive spiritual activity. And that's the way to control your senses. Engage your senses. Controlling senses means engage your senses. And as soon as you take it easy, you relax, there's no spiritual positive activity for the sense, immediately the sense will look for some activity of some mundane nature. So today is Upavas day. And we're just trying to understand what is this Upavas, what is this fasting. And so this external fasting even, or fasting from, okay, now I'm fasting. My tongue is fasting. My nose is fasting today. My eyes are fasting today. My ears are fasting today. My sense of touch is fasting today. Means not act. So then what do I do? My mind and soul should be feasting on Krishna. Krishna's Shravan, Kirtan, and remembrance of the Lord. Feast. And we are, that's how the linking with the Lord becomes possible. And that's perfection of life. That's life. So we are fortunate to be here in the Dham today. On the Ekadasi day. And we are fortunate that it is a fast day, at least half day till noon. So many reasons for good fortune, or good fortune. We are fasting this morning is a good fortune. So take advantage of being in the Dham today. Take a bath. Chant your japa. You could do more attentively, try to do it more with better attention, concentration. trying to chant some best rounds of your life. Think of chanting. I want to chant today the best round of my life. The best concentration with all devotion at my command, or all humility at my command also. So that we'll go deeper that way. Deeper into the heart. Dig deeper. So deep within the heart, there is the Lord's presence. He's also here in the form of His deity, standing before us. It is also within us, deep within us. If we remain shallow, only at the top, then will not be able to reach out His lotus feet. Very good. Dig deeper. Try to reach His feet and feel His presence. Then glorify Him. Serve Him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had come to this dham 500 years ago, and he spent almost 2 weeks, Mahaprabhu spent in Pandharpur. Normally he would spend one day in one place, or sometimes just half day. Middle of the night he would get up and go. Because otherwise in the morning, billions of people would begin following him, which he did not want to happen during his tour. He wanted to travel by himself. So sometimes he would just get up and go. So the Lord, who spent just one day, half day, in most of the places, but here, in fact, there are two places, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord spent additional time. The other place is Sri Rangam, which is in Tamil Nadu, South India. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 4 months of Chaturmasya in Sri Rangam, staying at Venkat Bhat's place and Lord Sri Rangam resides there. He is lying on Anantasesh and taking some rest. When Lord wants to take rest, he goes to Sri Rangam. In Vrindavan he is dancing. And when he gets up, he wants to have a meal, he goes to Jagannath Puri and he eats. And then when he wants to do a little business, he goes to Tirupati. Makes a lot of money. And when he is waiting for his devotees to come to him, when are they coming?